Now, first of all, Mary O'Rourke, condolences firstly to her family this evening, Fergal and Angus, her sons and her wider family, of course, and former colleagues. A full career in politics, Hugh, and indeed a very vocal presence afterwards.
Yeah, she certainly was a trailblazer, a woman in a male-dominated environment for many decades, particularly Fianna Fáil, a very male-dominated party. You know, first appointed to cabinet by Charlie Haughey in the late 1980s, and then reappointed to cabinet by Bertie Ahern in the 2000s, and, you know, served in several ministries, including, I think, public service and transport. And, you know, had a very successful and lively political career. But I think as someone who most of the public identify with as the kind of straight-talking sort of mammy figure who didn't speak like a normal politician, spoke like a normal human being, really, and communicated about politics and about political life in a way I think that a lot of people identified with, and called out BS when she saw BS. So... you know, and I think in later years she was a very astute analyst of the kind of political environment and the political landscape. And I think her death will be mourned and is being mourned as we speak. And you can see that in the very warm tributes being paid across the board this evening.
And even when her great constituency rival, when she was in Longford West Meath, took over as Taoiseach after Charlie Haughey left the role of Taoiseach, instead of going off in a huff to the back benches, she did accept the offer to become a junior minister. Perhaps lessons even for today.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Albert Reynolds famously, you know, it was Slasher, I think, was the Longford Slasher was applied to that to him after his cabinet reshuffle after he took over from Charlie Haughey. I think he sacked, was it 7 ministers in total from cabinet? But you know, kept her somewhat among the fray because of, I guess she was a woman, there's very few women in Fianna Fáil. And she took that. Others, you know, kind of blanched at the idea of what was effectively a demotion. But she took that, and I think that is a lesson for politicians that, you know, even if they are demoted, even if they find themselves kind of outside of the tent, it's not forever. You can work your way back up if you're in a political party. And she's testament to that. I mean, she proved that through her career and through the fact that she re-emerged as a senior cabinet minister when Bertie Ahern came to office.
She was gone a while, Verona Murphy, by the time you entered politics. But as Hugh said there, she was a very vocal person. She was very frank about what it was like to be bereaved, about living a full life as a person in retirement age, even, you know, the joys of romantic life post-retirement as well. A very human person, and probably good to see that. And to show that, to be willing to show that side of herself after politics.
Yeah, and I had a great fondness for her. I never met her that I can't recall ever meeting her. But as a woman in transport for a long, long time, I remember Mary O'Rourke as the Minister for Transport. And I was always endeared towards her. And in her latter years, as you say, when she left politics, she was just such an honest presence, no matter where she was interviewed. I remember particularly one interview on The Late Late Show and watching her with such fondness as a mammy type figure. But it was extraordinary, even for me as a young woman, watching her as a woman in politics that time. And I had no, I suppose, inclination that I would ever end up
politics
in politics.
Wasn't even a twinkle
absolutely
in your eye.
Absolutely not. It was transport for me, and the fact that she was the minister and had a great understanding of it. I don't know if I recall, was there some family association with Road Haulage at the time or that, but absolutely, look, I was a great admirer, very, very fond of her, and condolences to her family.
Nessa Harrigan.
Yeah, well, I'd echo the condolences because, I mean, I grew up in a household where the news was always on. It was politically, everybody was always watching Questions and Answers. Was that the show that would seem to be loom very large? And in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, when Ireland was, you know, undertaking that huge change that we have, we've gone from, you know, economically, we've changed hugely in those few decades. And she absolutely was just a huge personality in that. And I think maybe, I mean, we were all referring to her as a mammy figure, and I think maybe lots of women would maybe bristle at that characterisation in terms of their professional career, even if they happen to be parents.
As a term, it was designed almost to show how formidable she was, with maybe the verbal wooden spoon as much as anything else.
I think it speaks to how much people were influenced by her ability to communicate politics. And that is a real talent. The fact that we are using that kind of shorthand, that it felt like she was talking to you, means that actually she was doing something incredibly difficult and really smart, that she could break facts and figures and policy and department speak down and make you feel like you were having it explained to you over a cup of tea. And that is no mean feat. That is serious talent.
All right. I suppose drawing partly on her gifts as a former Moonshore as well. Maurice Quinlivan, I presume you joined the rest of the panel in offering condolences to the family. Was she on your political radar at all? Obviously, you know, different political party, but what are your thoughts on her as her passing as a person?
I take the condolences from the others, obviously, and, you know, growing up in Ireland in the 80s, and, you know, Mary O'Rourke was always a constant on the telly. You know, the doll at the time was very male, pale and stale, and she was certainly different there. You know, you always saw her. She incredibly was the leader of the Shannon. She was the deputy leader of Fianna Fáil, but a constant presence. But I remember two incidents she said, and it was like really funny at the time. But, you know, when she heard it, I think it was the resignation of the chair of the board of CIE or something, or the director, that she was in the bath when she heard it, and that was kind of funny at the time. And the other one then was, I think there was a constituency boundary or an issue going on in Fianna Fáil locally in her constituency, and she said to the other person, the words I'll use is head back across the Shannon, but I think she used different words there, like, and that was quite funny at the time as well. So she was a presence. She gave a bit of, you know, as I said, it was male and stale, like, and she definitely was a presence. And it was uniquely as well for a minister, you know, that she was known, everybody knew her. I never met her, but everyone felt you'd met her, or you come across her, or she was just a presence. So, you know, deepest sympathies to her family. I would have met her or nephews, you know, so deepest sympathies to the families there.
All right, and indeed, so say all of us from us, indeed, all of the team here on the programme.